there'll be a group of people there that will sit. And I think what the way it'll work is that they'll give a short summary on what they think is going to happen and then what will happen. What we'll do is the people will start asking questions of this group of people. And we thought that would probably be the best way to get as much out of it in a shorter time and to kind of keep it from getting real long. Anyway, we got Mike Scott, city manager, Jan Woodworth, who is the planning director from Manila. We have Ed Ward, the chief of police, and a couple of people, if we can get them, Leslie Hebert, the outgoing public defender, John Vasek, the DA, and we'll have also Don Argensinger, our vice president here at NANA. And the reason for putting these people together is that I think Don Argensinger is going to give a presentation on the Red Dog project in regards to the drugs and alcohol thing up there. And what we have is the chief of police to sort of like tell it how it is. And we have the people that put people in jail there, and we have the people that try to keep them from going to jail there also. So it should be kind of interesting. Anyway, after that, we expect that will probably take at least a couple of hours, maybe even longer, since it's going to be mostly an informational type of thing for the people, and mostly to give an idea as to where everybody's at as far as their organization in the morning, and to get some ideas as to the direction, I guess, the various organizations could take after they listen to this panel on the status and the impact of Red Dot. Under item G, Clara Taylor will give a status report on the on a trade fair or whoever we find that. I'm not sure if Clara can't do it, there'll probably be somebody else to do it. But anyway, the reason for bringing it up at that time is that there is no state funding for the trade fair, and what we're looking at is mostly a regional effort this time to get one going. And the regional effort will cut a lot of the cost out of it, since a lot of the expense before was getting the different groups from different areas of the state, you know, to participate. And the thing is that I think it's going to be an organizational and business effort to make this thing happen this year. It's scheduled tentatively for the week after the 4th of July. Also happening is the armory is going to be dedicated at that time. Another thing that's happening is the Arctic Policy or Arctic Research Commission will convene here in Cottsview at that time, and in conjunction with the, or at the same time with the trade fair, it should be a real interesting time to see things happen. And under item H, we have a 1991 legislation status report, and John Shively will be giving that. And under item I, Inupiaq Pusate, Billy and Reggie, right now, I think there are probably an addition of a few more people on that panel. And what we'll do at that time is discuss the Inupiaq Pusate, and Billy will go into detail on the drug thing. And I think after you hear what the chief of police and the other people have to say before that, will give you a real good idea as to the depth of the problem, for one thing, and what we're going to look at as far as the addition of some more problems coming in into the region. Anyway, that's pretty much the agenda for tomorrow, and I think I think we're looking at probably a real good meeting, and I think there should probably be, I think there'll be a real clear direction anyway as far as what the people want to do after we get done with all of that. So Anyway, I think there'll be a dinner at 6 o'clock at the hotel. I'm not totally sure yet, but we'll make it, we'll put it on the final agenda when you walk in the door tomorrow. And the meeting will be up at the high school commons area, and that's right across from the old 16 unit or whatever that is. It's the new high school building, and it's that, it's right on this, well, somewhere over there in that school complex. It's right in that new high school area that's got all the glass and the real long steps in front of it. It's right across from the school district offices. And that'll be starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. Any questions?
At the dinner, is there any kind of special thing going? Will somebody make a little speech, or what's the plan for the dinner?
Well, there'll be a little podium where people can speak if they want to. I think after the meeting, I think there'll be something happening, and I'm not totally sure right now what it's going to be. But it's going to be a dinner in Ellie's honor. And I'm sure there'll be people wanting to speak.
So we set up on that?
Yeah. If you want an entertainment in that dinner, we've got Eskimo Sons and this guy in here.
Any kind, he's got love song and... maybe you guys should appoint someone to open that dinner.
Okay. It'll probably be maybe Chuck Green or maybe.
Yeah, if it's going to be in honor of the elders, there has to be someone.
Okay.
And then you won't pay them. What? If you only know things to meet them, what would they
do? Oh, you're all the good, but I don't reach out to them.
There was no old time fit lagging in yourself.
You want us to, have this passed and approved by the elders.
Okay, also what's going to happen at that meeting is going to be a process to get some resolutions passed. I think there was a couple of concerns that needed to be aired out, and I think some of the resolutions might include, like Manita's concerns is the 104A grants that the BIA sort of pass on to the village IRAs that are going to get zeroed out, and I think there's going to be a resolution to pass the resolution for the support of the continuation of that thing. There might be one for local hire that might put a little more clout into the local hire effort. As a matter of fact, I think there'll probably be a report on that also. And if there's a need to get a resolution for maybe the passing of the state capital construction budget or something like that, that'll come up at that time. Scheduled for 5 o'clock is a short assembly meeting also for the assembly members there. They have this requirement by the state to post a notification of meeting that supposedly back 10 days ago that will take care of the public announcement requirements for the passing of resolutions that might come before the body of people there. And I am not sure whether the school district has the same arrangement or not, but they probably do. So anyway, that'll make the resolution sort of like legal and all that stuff.
Okay.
also we're trying to get a couple people from the governor's office to go there. And we're not too sure as to whether they'll be there or not, but I'm sure somebody will. And that's about it.
Jadi, guru kata macam macam seperti ni, betul semua gelan itu tu dah gelan. Nada leksi sumik dia, bring a pak sa apa?
Sarah,
do you have something to bring up to the elders?
Yeah, I think on your agenda we have the University of Alaska Dorm Project, and every year we'll be going into our fourth year this fall. And we have brought before you to approve our house parents. You remember the first 2 years we had Jack and Ella Jones, and then last year we had Velma Rettman and her husband Bob. Velma is Billy's daughter. And this year we're going to bring it to our board. We'd like to have the project again. That's to put the freshman kids from our region in a dorm down there in Fairbanks so that they can have a place that's like living at home and have some house parents there that can help them deal with their problems. Velma and Bob are younger than what we had planned originally, but they both have been in college, they have children, they have an interest to help our kids get through college down there. They both know the University of Fairbanks very well. They're interested in serving as the house parents again this coming year, but we bring it to you for your approval before we tell them it's okay for them to serve as the house parents. They did a very good job this year. We didn't have a full dorm in the girls' dorm and boys' dorm. Some of the students that we should have encouraged to stay at the dorm, we didn't. They didn't have a good year, some of them dropped out, but all of the ones that stayed at our dorm stuck it out this year. So it's working, it's a positive program, we see some good results from it. We'd like it to continue, and I just come before you to ask whether or not you would approve of having Bob and Velma serve as the house parents again this fall for this coming school year.
Pandiga meva. I'm a single home parent who after we get a black town in Titanic University. Me, what is our Louis Savanga Tamana Tamatka? She allowed me right approve all men out seeing Naraka and Lanik is a matter of culture. Paksha Tarana Seal Lakama Kanga Seal allowed me that. Kami ini kanak pisilang ni, sama dengan kau keliru yang ini, kanak kanak ini, sembilan ini aku nak dah ni kau kanak ini, sama kanak aku si, lipsi ini dah ni kalau tu,
ini orang yang masa kami itu anak aku kalang, agak pilih kek pada.
Lepas tinggal
kaki lagi jauh tu kita kecil kodi, that's the news. Terus ni nak jaga kelantan berapa tahun kita ni jangan hari lewat tam terus ni tanya berapa tahun yang lama tu. Mak nak tanya kami apa? Kalau tu kalau orang kita hari kapit macam tu kenyu orang macam ni cukup tu. Kotak sulap persukara, sebab kan orang itu orang tidak dijo kawan orang ini layak sulap tu, agan dijo dan alah sok kuyun orang ni nak kotak sulap tu, mak bukan dia ni mak kotak kau nak gila kan, dan lalu kau digi. Langit piksau nak pergi naga, cuma nak pergi.
Nak kau kira di sini?
Ya. agree.
Tak nak sekat kami ni aku ada tak mah agak jauh ni kerana ni kerjum mira kasih lagi nak sih tak mana bawa malu bablu aku isu sana untuk digelar dari jenis pik
yeah this might be impossible thing I'm going to talk about. Since the elders are concerned about their young people going to work and come home with little money, getting drunk and all that, make trouble in their homes, I was thinking that would it be possible for Nana and Kaminko to have hired individuals withhold certain percentage amount of wages for future use certain time, certain amount of time, let's say 5 to 10 years, like a trust fund or something like that, to be used later, since the young old peoples are concerned about their young peoples going home with lots with the money that they earned and bring it up later as soon as they get home. So this would probably have to be discussed amongst the individual hired individuals to be agreed on. Either that or make it a policy.
I think you're right. First time, I think it can be done, but the individual would have to agree. Mm-hmm. We haven't finalized the benefit plan, but we could have a deferred income plan where a certain amount of wages were withheld and they could get them later. Mm-hmm. But usually in those programs, if the person wants them, well, they have different kinds of programs. Sometimes they can get them anytime they want them. Sometimes they can only get the money once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. But there are. If you look at the medical plan, do they going to have a certain time limit? But I think that's certain. As we talk to Kaminko, we will discuss that. But the individual will have to agree. We can't force them.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, Sam, the point that you just brought up, that is our biggest concern is we're going to have this Red Dog project. We can't have our people coming back home and raising problems in the homes with the money that they make by drinking. We're not serving our purpose by putting that mine out there and letting our people come home and just creating problems. That's our biggest worry right now, that we've got to get to the bottom of it, get rid of this alcohol and drug problem so that our people come home with their money and they make life better at home, not worse. And that's what our goal is. And
yeah, that's what I had in mind too.
That's the biggest thing we're dealing with right now is how to deal with that issue so that our lives are better and not worse by that red dot. And I agree 100% with you. We've got to do something with it.
Thank you.
Can I solicitor? Somebody from the Palapa?
No, we look at the family.
Kamma telah meli uki balak reksa penrak petrak tau ibu rumah syuwat mu ibu rumah nama kita kulo syurai nak kau nak senjang bahse kau nak senjang Allah kami nol sang nak sepuh kami hangun bahse Nare inyo sa ko sa ngayon at pagkakaroon na lao na pirigod na sa ko sa kang na yaksip na ni presa ni makunin na sumikte kasi na sa ako man
I wonder if the city of Chengnek hired him as a nurse's aide. Who hired him?
Kobuk.
Kobuk City Council.
Clinic missa bang na ito ni Apusala na maniyat ko sa pinito.
At hapo maniyat ko nuli si Mukchala pa duka.
Isa ba doktor ko na lubit Kobuk?
Kamu nggak lalu apa ni? Ijo ni hospital, bisa bangun nang ni sah tan.
Mana?
Ijo ni hospital. Ibu lihat ni pinggah kesini unik ke unik ketika kita munga kamu kita tarum munga pin. Nukut terlalu lalu kalau kamu ni jas pakai bunga ni cakap aku sukulai pak.
Yeah. in that cafe. There's one thing that after you start working for the clinic, somewhere got a hold of a big hand radio. When everybody's asleep during the night, somebody said he was talking Russian language through the hand radio.
I can relay it to them. I'm on this board representing Manila. So I'll take it to her.
You got everything what they say, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You gonna tell them about the big ham radio too?
Yes.
Couple door no channel, couple give me back. Someone over there, couple went to what they cut me, couple would be so naughty. Cut me up to what I said.
I just like to know his name.
Bob Douglas.
This guy.
Bob Douglas?
Yeah.
From Cuba. Right?
Yeah. Hospital me and told to be.
Tara, when you let good noon, before the clinic, before the inner arm, when you let good noon. Can you see that? Silver. And I'm locked there a lot mute.
Sarah, you or John have anything to add on to what you gave to the elders?
We sure need their wisdom and help in trying to deal with our concerns up here as far as the Red Dog Project goes and some of the things that we need to take care of before we get 3 years down the road. We'll be working closely with
them. Robert, they might want to discuss tomorrow this idea that people come back to the village and cause trouble if they don't get to go back to work and how to make that go.
Yeah.
If people agreed that that was a good policy in the region, then we should let people know just the way we have to know that they can't work when they're on the project.
I guess we encourage every member of the that they should at least discuss it in their respective villages. That's what we're trying to come up with.
And we need to find a way to make it work. I think that's the best way, because we can control the people on the job pretty easy because we can fire them. But it's harder to control the villages. They know they can't come back to work.
I think it would be good if somebody go to our villages and talk about it. Us, if we go back, they won't listen to us. We need somebody to back us up in our little villages. That way they would probably listen. That's what I'm thinking about.
If there's agreement tomorrow, then we'll do that the same way we went around with Tomato.
Yeah,
and
it would be either one or two can go to each village.
Yeah.
that we are young people, we understand what's going on.
We can also tell them when they're high.
It could be put in the Kotzebue newspaper also.
Anything more you've ever had?
That's me.